Jake, lovely to see you.
Yes, very again. Nice to see you. Again. Don't say again. It sounds like it's not lovely to see me.
No, it's lovely to see you every time. It's like relentless. Like, let's bicker within the first again. 4 seconds. Yeah.
That was nice, though.
Lovely. Mate, it's lovely to see it, really.
Yeah. That's a good handshake.
That's a lovely to see you handshake.
Yeah, it's a lovely to see you handshake.
Whenever me and my brother-in-law shake hands, we do this.
Oh, I don't know about that.
For the listeners, it gave him a little tickle in his palm.
Yeah.
Apparently, he used to tell me that's what they do in gay bars to indicate. But I don't know why you'd have to do it in a gay bar, because you know.
Yes.
Maybe place, in a straight bar.
That's the one place where you just know what everyone's into.
Also, yeah. Then I said in a straight bar, but you don't get straight bars. It's just bars.
Yes, Wetherspoons.
Yeah. To be fair, there's a few pubs near you in Millwall which are probably straight bars.
Yeah, we went to one, didn't we?
Yeah.
Where they sort of like, it was one of those ones where we walked in and the whole pub, the three people that were in there sort of all turned around. What do you want?
People who don't drink in here normally
are coming in here trying to drink normally.
Trying to bring their business.
The landlord was like, guys, get out the back. I'll bring your drinks to you. He has brought the drinks to us, I think. Yeah. Like, bring just get out the back, sit out the back. That was horrible, that.
Speaking of nuts, we had a funny one on the train today, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. You're glad to be back in London.
I am, but...
You're glad to be amongst the sort of like diverse mix of sort of nutters. Temperaments, yeah.
yeah, that's it. A diversity of temperaments.
Yeah.
We were on the train. We got on the train coming over here and sat down on the table we were at. There was an unopened bag of crisps. Thai sweet chili sensations. Don't think anything of it. You're a bag of crisps, sir. Get into our stop, get up, leave it. Don't think anything of the crisps. As we're getting off, a bloke who's just got on runs to the doors holding this bag of crisps aloft.
Yeah.
Boys, you left your crisps.
Train's about to go, but the doors are still open. Lads, don't forget your Thai sweet chili.
You left your crisps. No, we haven't. They're not ours. And then he's pacing up and down the carriage.
What do you mean they're not yours? But they're there.
Why not?
They were there before us.
Why is he concerning himself with
this? Because he I think he even like put his two fingers to his temples to think, well, if they're not there, that means potentially there's someone on the train whose crisps they are. And the train's leaving. He's running.
Central London.
Like Matt Damon, Bourne Identity, running down the train.
And he was shaking his head. It was like an anger to him as well.
So we see the train leaving. He's going like, "Who's Chris? What do you think the problem was?"
I know what. I think it might have been because at first I thought, "Oh, he's really concerned about that. Someone's not going to get their crisps." Someone's like,
"Why?"
But I actually then think it was, which is mad in itself. I actually think it might have been a case of littering. He was angry about there might have been someone who's just I'm just going to leave
full,
my crisps.
For my money, a full packet of crisps is not littering. That is just someone's item. That's there. I mean. You know what I mean? What would be
in my mind, the rule would be if the food is perishable, then that's littering. You know what I mean? If it's like a banana that's going to go mushy.
Littering.
You've littered.
Okay.
A bag of crisps, it can be there for years. Fine.
Meal deal sandwich.
That is, and they do have a date on it. So because it shouldn't be out of the fridge for that long. And you don't know how long it's there. Littering. Littering. Yeah.
New game.
This is a new game.
Littering or not littering? Can of soup.
Not littering. There's plenty of soup kitchens around. One of them could have that.
Yeah. Okay. Bag of salad.
Littering.
Unopened. This will get you now.
Okay.
Unopened.
Bonus question.
Bottle of tomato ketchup.
Ooh.
Seal on.
Unopened. I'm gonna say not littering.
And now you know what I'm gonna ask.
Go on.
Sealed off, maybe two squirts, but that's it. An opened bottle of ketchup.
Littering.
There you go.
That is literally the line.
That is the line.
Today's episode is a very, very funny man. It's Jack Skipper.
Yes.
He is very prolific online.
Yeah.
He is very prolific at stand-up.
Yeah.
He's just a very funny guy.
He wasn't fussed about quizzes, I'll be honest with you.
Hey, most people aren't.
I tell you what, we had a bloody good time with him.
Yeah, what a charmer. What a charmer.
He's a very charming man, very funny man, and we had a bloody good time. And you're going to get to enjoy the conversation and the quiz we had with him now.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Joining us on the Pub Quiz Pod today is an extraordinary comedian and someone who I have no idea if he's good at quizzing or not. It's Jack Skipper, everybody. Mm-hmm. Jack, welcome to the show, mate. Do you quiz, Jack?
I've done a couple. I'm not like an avid quizzer, but I like the chase.
You like the chase?
Yeah, I'm into the chase.
Tell him.
Well, no, you get annoyed when I tell
him. No, I don't.
My first job was writing questions on the chase.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
16 doing that.
Mate, 16. Oh, is that, first job out of uni. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that
yeah,
true
yeah.
as well? They do pick the names of the contestants.
Yeah, they try and have a laugh with it. So they'll try and make sure. So if in their pool of people they've got Phoebe, Joey, Rachel, and Ross, they'll put them all together.
Do you think that's a sign? Do you think that's a result of a show running so long that it's like we just need to find ways of spicing it up?
Mate, totally. Otherwise, it's just endless.
It's such a long marriage, isn't it? It's just sort of like finding ways of spicing it up.
Can we get the four contestants? It's a really hard one to get. Like, they should stop doing it when they have to go back and ask the team. I think you've done really well.
Such a waste of time.
But just take the free and come back.
How many times have you heard that conversation? Yeah.
There's no variation of like, no one's done it any.
You're capable of the top offer. I think you're better than the bottom, but I want you back. Every single time.
Everyone. And they just, you run out of.
Yeah.
That must be the most repeated conversation in television history. Yeah. There can't be anything.
Waste of airtime.
Yeah. It's always the same.
I'd love to see just one of them go, you know what, you're a bit thicker than the average. So I'd say go lower. I think, honestly, you're quite thick.
Actually, no, you're quite thick. Go for top. We need to get rid of you.
Just as well. Honestly, you're quite thick. You're going to be no use to us. Go for top. If you fluke it, fucking brilliant. We're in Dreamland. If not, we're good riddance.
You need something else to come up with.
Yeah. Give it a go. Bradley's crowd work with them has just gone as well. He'll ask him, so what do you do? Work in IT? Fair enough. He just says fair enough. What do you spend the money on? Holiday? Fair enough. Right, let's get on with it.
Do you remember that Chris Tarrant one on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? They ring in, he's like, hello, what do you do? And he's like, oh, I'm Ben and I'm disabled. And he went, fantastic.
That's brilliant, mate. Wonderful.
The best one of them ever was the Deal or No Deal with Noel Edmonds. The laugh of that one, and that's my brother. He's handicapped. Lovely expression.
What a character! What a character!
Laugh of that one.
Why didn't they cut that? Why didn't they just cut that?
Have you ever had that in stand up where like you've asked someone a question and it's just like it's really dark or it's really awkward and you've been like, all right, then well let's leave that there, shall we?
That's why I don't really do it, because there's this, like when you see people go stand ups, I do a thing where they go. They'll ask someone a question, and it's not a funny answer.
Yeah.
And they go, move on from that then. Well, you're not doing your job then, are you? You can't expect. You're the funny person.
Find something then, funny man.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point. That's the issue. I don't really do it.
Jack, what is the most interesting fact that you've heard recently?
You said on the way here, because the only interesting facts I really, I used to hear a lot from my dad. But I used to like ones that are about sort of where the phrases come from.
Oh yeah, I like those.
I like them sort of ones.
Yeah.
And then my dad's been telling them for years. I looked him up on the way here. Bullshit. every single one.
Your dad was just making them up.
He's saying it's such. Do you know where this comes from?
You're joking. So every single one.
Yeah, fair play. Like his defence. He didn't have AI
or
Google back in the day. Yeah. So, but I was just like,
make it he up. Was getting yeah, it. Probably that.
People just have to, that. Yeah, people just go, that sounds about right.
Rob's your uncle's probably Robert the Bruce's second uncle.
I'll take that. But nowadays, people are like, I'll check that. You go, no.
So, what you're trying to tell us is that you don't have a fact for us, which I quite respect.
So then I just had to look one up.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Apparently. A fact you've heard recently on the way here, because I had to look it up.
I think that's about 60% of guests.
I don't think anyone's not done it on the way here. Yeah. It's always on the way here, which is good.
It's like giving homework out, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
There is a type of jellyfish.
Yeah.
Did you have this one?
No.
Have you jellyfish?
Have anything jellyfish related?
Because this is my favourite fact. This is. Yeah. I love this one.
He's always talking about this.
That can apparently change its life cycle. It can get younger.
Fuck off.
Well,
Benjamin Button of jellyfish.
I've seen a lot of your dad in you today. Actually. See, like, he's a lot like his dad, old Jack, isn't he?
Jellyfish can get younger.
Apparently. Yeah. Well, let's look it up.
How do you get younger though? Because it's just sort of like it's just time.
I've
moving
never done this
forward,
before, and it's not that I don't trust you. I just want to know more about it.
Well, because I'm not gonna.
A jellyfish.
I'm not standing there by it. Like,
he's not going for the David Attenborough job. He's just saying he thinks it's. Fucking hell.
There you go.
The jellyfish that gets younger is called the Pteropodes doryx, whatever it is. Also known as the immortal jellyfish. It can reverse its life cycle, transform back into a baby polyp and repeat the process forever.
Wow.
That is absolutely... I feel we should all be talking about this, shouldn't we?
Yeah. Well, actually, well, some nutty scientist will already learn how to get that.
Yeah, because you want to harness that, and then
no, you don't.
Yeah,
you don't want it.
No,
would you want that?
Not for me.
If they
personally
could harness it, would you want it?
What? So you just get old and then go? I'm going back the other way.
No, I think in my head, I took it as they pop back being young for a little bit, and then.
Oh right,
like time travel. Yeah, I'm just going to go back to what it was like when I was one.
Yeah, no, I don't want that. That is fucking good fact, mate. That's not disappointing at all. You must have a long journey. What should our team name be?
What do people usually do?
People usually go for something based on quiz. We've sort of heard everything related to quiz on my tits, quiz on my face, quiz on my back, quiz on my teeth, quiz on my feet.
Quiz on my hair.
Quiz on my hair, we're not adding.
Yeah,
fair.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're smashing it out of the park here.
Yeah, there we go.
Quiz on my hair.
No, in my hair.
Quiz in my hair.
Yeah, you've got it in there. Yeah. Not just on.
Quiz in my hair.
Quiz in my hair. No, it's simple. So each week we get sent a genuine pub quiz from a genuine quiz master.
Cracking format,
and
isn't it?
This week's quiz comes from one of our quiz master gladiators. It is Sam. So he's sent quite a few in before. Okay. Exciting news. He said that, just so you know, I have moved pubs. I'm no longer quizzing at the Fox in Loxley, as you remember, but I've started a quiz every other Thursday at the Beer Lodge in Leamington Spa.
Exciting news indeed.
No, it's exciting.
I thought
you
got a girlfriend or something, but no, that's lovely. So harsh. Thanks for sending them in. I do appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Sam.
So where's his new quiz?
The Beer Lodge in Leamington Spa every other Thursday.
Right, make sure you go. Do we know which rotation?
No, whenever it's at any other, go this Thursday. If it's not on, it'll be next week.
And then you're in the rhythm.
Yeah, and then you're in it, and then you know where you are. And you might get lucky. It might be on this week, in which case you've gambled in it, and it's worked quite well. Okay, so round one from Sam is uncles. Every question features an uncle.
All right.
Any guesses at what any of the answers are going to be before we even read the questions?
Uncle Albert.
Uncle Albert, that's what I was going to say.
Uncle Albert will be one.
What's that from?
Horses.
Uncle Ben Rice.
Yeah. There'll be Uncle Sam, the guy who's like pointing, saying, "We need you" in the American thing. Yeah. Any
wasn't
other big
there a series? Nick Helm.
Yeah, the Nick Helm series. Uncle.
Yeah.
If we can get three of those in, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Okay.
I was thinking, just while we're on the subject of uncles, there was watching that thing about Jared Leto the other day.
Why is it
weird that, like, because he made him call him daddy.
Did he?
And that's not really that. That's quite a... You hear that a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
But like, why is that? How weird would it be with uncle?
Call me uncle, won't you?
So much more sinister.
Who's your uncle?
Than daddy.
And what's even weird about that? Who's your uncle so serious and sinister? But who's your auntie? It's quite nice. Who's your auntie? Go on, be a good boy for auntie, won't you? That's quite into that. I'll happily get into that.
He'd make the girls call him uncle.
Sicko.
Disgusting.
Come to uncle. Oh, that is gross, isn't it? Oh, yeah.
So much worse than daddy. Don't know why.
Yeah, in which sitcom did Buster Merrifield play Uncle Albert?
There we go. Right.
There
we
go.
Yeah, lovely stuff. Only Fools. Imagine if it's every single one that we've guessed. That'd be lovely.
Question two. Who managed West Ham United whilst his nephew Frank Lampard was a player there?
What's that again?
His nephew.
Who managed West Ham United whilst his nephew Frank Lampard was a player there?
His nephew?
Harry Redknapp.
Yeah.
Harry Redknapp? Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Because he's
Jamie Redknapp's, Frank Lampard's cousin.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Do you remember there was a press conference where I think a journalist said that Frank Lampard wasn't good enough to make it when he was younger.
Oh, Harry Redknapp
really defended it.
Really?
Luckily, he was sort of proven right, but if Frank Lampard did go on to be shit, he would have just sort of like he was defending it.
Come to uncle.
So you've got a list of questions there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's it. No answers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't want you thinking he's cheating.
If you look like he was just literally reading the answer. Yeah. Right,
he does get a little bit. I like there's a first guest to police it being like, can we just check where all this is all fair and square, please?
Question three. Which character is left a red hat by their uncle Patuzzo? P-A-T-U-Z-O.
Patuzzo. What's his name? Patton.
Fucking hell, Jack. Mate, you're very good at quiz.
Thanks, mate.
Harry Redknapp and Paddington.
Yeah.
Trying to work out what you're
supposed to be. Be fair. At the moment, it's gone Only Fools and Horses, football.
Did you know? Did Sam know that Jack Skipper was coming on?
Paddington surprised me.
Only Fools. Football and Paddington. What could be the perfect next Jack Skipper question?
How many grams?
And finally, what year did carpet right go into administration?
Number four, in Gavin and Stacey, Uncle Bryn introduces himself by explaining that his name means what in Welsh?
Hill. I do know this one.
Yes, there you go.
Guys, we it's very rare, but I mean, is it that rare? Sort of 50-50 if a guest comes on and then in one of the three rounds you get 5 out of 5.
Yeah, I think it did happen last episode, but not diminishing that. It's quite rare. Yeah. Finally, number five. Well, we need to get it first. Which Shakespeare character...
Die straight out now.
had a villainous uncle called Claudius.
No idea, mate.
Really?
No idea.
I was relying on you for this.
That is a shame. A villainous uncle.
Not elimination. It's not Romeo and Juliet. It's in the film.
Get that out there. One thing I do know
is that character
is that
not even we can't even just name a Shakespeare play. We're actually looking for a character in the play.
Oh, is it? Oh yeah, but it might be in the title.
I've got an idea. I think I've worked it out.
Go on.
So the Lion King is based on Hamlet.
Yeah.
And in the Lion King.
So it'd be Hamlet.
That's really
good.
I think.
I love that. See, I prefer, if that's right, I prefer that than just knowing it.
I prefer that.
The sort of.
Man, I'm totally with you. Working it out from a few steps.
Yeah.
If we do get 5 out of 5, what should we do to celebrate?
Down our lemonade.
Oh, that's quite. That's a lot. He's just had food poisoning.
How
are you feeling? All right.
All right. Not too bad actually. I'm sweating.
Yeah. That's probably just hot in here.
I had the same thing 3 weeks ago. I was sweating. I was shaking. I would say I probably shat every 20 minutes for 72 hours. It was absolutely.
Well, I did for yesterday. I farted. Didn't shit myself. Went yes. There's a real moment. Like, out of context, and everyone saw me do that. They'd be like, ooh.
The first bloke's
so proud of that.
The first solid shit I had after 3 days, I just looked across arms, just looked at it like, oh, that's brilliant, man. I didn't want to flush it away. I was like, that is brilliant. I was like, I wish I didn't live alone so someone could come in here and have a fucking look at that. Oh, it's a real shame.
You put a picture of your shit on your story once.
That was mine. I wasn't used to... You forget that you're like your Instagram isn't just you and your mates, I was in a pub and I just walked in and it was just fucking mental. Like someone had shat across like all over like a toilet cubicle. It was just fucking everywhere. And I just like took a picture of it and I went, oh, nearly in. And I posted that on a story. It lost like 400 followers overnight.
Yeah, people don't like poo.
People do not like it.
Some people love it.
Yeah.
It's very niche.
Yeah, got an uncle in there, actually. People do not like that stuff.
No.
Have you had anything like on Instagram where it's really been like, that is it? I'm in hot water here.
I'm a pretty sweary person, but I don't like it. I don't try and do it if it adds to the comedy.
Mm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm sorry, but sometimes I'll say a C word and I think, I don't really do it anymore. Doing ads. People go, that's...
Very disappointed in you.
People, I think, like, you know what I mean? But look, I don't understand these people. They're like, oh, you're, you know...
Yeah.
Like, you're not a fucking, like... You're on the Instagram.
I know.
You're not like in the woods, like Ted Kaczynski, or whatever his name is. You're paying like Mr. Meta. Like you're not off grid.
You're not forced to watch ads on Instagram, are you?
Scroll up, mate. Very disappointed to see you doing an advert. Yeah. I don't know you.
Yeah.
I'm just trying here, please.
It is weird.
I think we are going to get 5 out of 5.
Let's have a look. So. The sitcom in which there's Uncle Albert is Only Fools and Horses.
Get in. This feels good, you know.
The manager of West Ham, who was there when his nephew Frank Lampard was there, is Harry Redknapp.
I just assume you're a West Ham fan.
No. Palace.
Did not see that coming, actually.
Which character is left a red hat by their uncle? It is Paddington Bear. Uncle Bryn translates to, in Welsh, hill.
Get in.
So this for the 5 out of 5. Oh, we didn't decide what we were going to do.
Oh, fucking hell.
You don't have to do anything.
Just do this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like me.
Yeah, like you.
Doing a fart. Yeah.
Were you... Get in.
Wife's in the next
Were you one of them at school?
Sounds like England have scored.
Were you one of them at school when the answers are coming, every single answer? Yes.
No.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
I did my head in that.
Yeah.
The Shakespeare character and a villainous uncle called Claudius is Hamlet.
Get in. Yes. Right in. Yes!
Most proud of that one.
That feels good, that. That's another 5. Well done, Sam. Great questions. Lovely bit of quizzing.
straight into round two, shall we?
Go on.
Round two, poison. All questions are about
ironic
poisonous things.
Yeah, seeing as you got the food poison.
He really does know. He really did know I was coming up.
What's going on? This is fucking weird.
Question one, what did Jack have for dinner on Monday?
What was it then? It was
curry.
Curry. Yeah, I'll do it. Whatever you tell people that it was, the last thing you ever said, they'll be like, yeah, that'll be it.
Yeah.
Tell them what's that.
I mean, I didn't get diagnosed, but it was, it was definitely what it was, man.
Right, okay, poisons, here we go. Question number one. Which type of nut is never sold in its shell because its shell contains a toxic resin? Never heard that in my life.
Oh, is it? I've heard Brazil nuts contain a poison, but I thought that was in the actual nut, but maybe it's a shell.
Brazil nuts come in their shell, though, don't they?
No, Brazil nuts aren't in a
shell.
Do
they not?
No.
I'm trying to think, what do come in their shell?
Pistachios.
Never sold in a shell.
But maybe
cashews? Never. Isn't it a cashew shell?
Cashews in its shell, isn't it?
I've never seen that. No.
I think the only ones in its shells is pistachio or...
Peanut, you get peanut shells.
Peanut.
Walnut.
Oh, fucking, I don't know. It chestnut.
It could be cashew, then.
I have heard Brazil nuts have got...
If you're leaning towards that, go there.
But I thought it was in the nut, but maybe it is in
You've got a good feeling about Brazil nuts.
I've just heard something before about Brazil nuts being poisonous, but it could be wrong.
Number two, the poisoning of a former Russian military officer and his daughter occurred in which British city?
Salisbury,
yes.
Salisbury. Went on stag to Salisbury. I was like,
did you really?
Yeah. I bet you've been on some stag do's in your time.
I've got that vibe, haven't I?
You do? Yeah. After the only fools, Harry Redknapp and Paddington thing, I thought stag do next for him.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it anymore.
You can't do it anymore.
Well, this one you went on?
I went to one where we lost my brother.
Lost him?
We got back the flight back and he was like, where is he? We didn't know.
You got on the phone. Fucking hell, you really lost it.
And then,
where were you?
Magaluf. And we had to put... After a couple of days, like, this is getting serious now. So we went on to, like, you know, like
a... couple of days it got serious?
We went on to, like, a workers' forum. You know, like, for the people who work there. And then we've put a picture up and have you seen this boy? And the comment was, I've just seen him on the beach drinking out of a shower. He was stranded for days.
So you've gone home.
A couple
of days later, thought better.
Because he was like, he was well pissed getting, like, in the airport on the way back. And I just didn't let him on the flight. But he was at the back. We just like, I'll just let him. Because he was all like, I think we all just, no one really.
So hang on.
Drinking out of the shower.
So he was at the airport, and then so I'm imagining he was, so he was on the beach, he was found.
He
left the airport and thought, oh, I better get back to the beach.
Then all his stuff got stolen.
Oh my god.
Phone, he had nothing. Yeah.
That is horrific. Was he fuming at you guys?
He took it quite well, to be honest.
I like how instead of contacting the police, you're at workers' forum.
He might have got there quicker.
Yeah.
They all speak English as well.
Drinking out of a shower, just
no shoes. Sort of
like,
no
shoes. Didn't even get a bottle of water.
Just sort of descending into sort of like survival mode, like after 2 days.
No.
2 days he's drinking out of a shower, can I start a fire?
Pants on his head.
So Bear Grylls so quickly.
When he's telling the story, though, he said, because he had no shoes, he had nothing, right? He was sitting on the beach and he was looking at the sea. And a genuine thought, and he didn't say this like ironic. For a genuine thought, head was. I wonder how long it take to swim.
It's gonna on that loop.
Also, no idea on the direction. No idea.
Just go past. I'm going the wrong way to. The...
It's so true. 2 weeks to see finally get sure. Fucking Morocco. All it takes is one little swim, one look around in the sea, and you're like, oh, I'm absolutely fucked this now. There's not a single
one. There's no one to ask. Either, is there? Don't know the way to Croydon, do you?
How do you get directions? Just go left at the. Oh, there's nothing to. Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
That's great.
Fucking hell.
True story.
That is incredible. Is he all right now, is he?
No, he's never been all right.
Yeah, yeah. Still, he's all right. I've never heard someone just being like, well, I'm starting a new life here then, I guess.
Yeah.
I know we're getting water, that's the shower, and now I just need to work out what the rest of them do for the rest of my life.
He was quite happy, actually.
What's quite funny is, though, he's not like a band or like a desert island. It's a very populated, busy island, but he went into survival mode.
He was no one. Survival so quickly.
I know. Yeah. There would have definitely been some other English people out there. Just, sorry, just borrow a phone. Have a bit of water. No, Stay on the beach. No, use the shower.
I'm just trying to swim. And it's
there's no way anyone speaks English here. There's
I've dug
no
a hole. I can do. I can go to the toilet in that. Sorted.
Incredible. Incredible.
That's great.
Question three: which fish eaten in Japan, where it's known as fugu, is notorious for the highly toxic poison contained in its organs?
This is in a Simpsons episode, isn't it?
Oh, Jack.
I don't know what it's called, though.
Don't Simpsons is the answer.
No, but...
the fish is mentioned. Jake was just like, oh, brilliant. Simpsons, brilliant.
It is like...
Is it just a pufferfish?
Pufferfish, yeah. Pufferfish.
I think it's a pufferfish.
I can see it. That's what I was looking for that
one. And there's also... there's a weird thing with dolphins... dolphins have worked out that if you bite the pufferfish, you're dead. But if you just nibble on it and enough poison comes out, they can get a little bit like pissed off it, like a little bit intoxicated.
Oh, really?
So there's like videos of sort of like dolphins just chucking this pufferfish around, pufferfish trying to get away, but it's like little nibble, get one in, just pass it around.
Basically like a buzz ball.
Like a buzz ball, like a buzz ball of the sea. His brother there, like, I'll have a go on that.
Make a change from a shower.
It's still like a night out.
What do I dolphins? I don't know where.
might be swimming home, but I still like a fucking good time.
That was great.
Honestly,
dolphins.
Great bunch of lads
really,
out there.
Really good. Really enjoyed it. By the way, you don't know where West Croydon Station is, do you?
Rocking up home 3 weeks later with a group of pufferfish. Fucking good lads he's got. Dolphins and pufferfish.
Good lads.
Honestly, they sound... they're crashing us for a bit.
Can my mate come in sound? Pufferfish. And afters. Good, mate. Have a go on that. Question number four. In Bridgerton, what pseudonym? Do you know Bridgerton?
No,
I'm checked out on this.
Oh, God.
Good boys, aren't we? Do something about Game of Thrones, mate. In Bridgerton, what pseudonym is used by the poisoned pen letter writer?
I don't know.
If you haven't seen the show, there's nothing you can do.
Through this. Yeah. That's what I don't like about certain questions like that. If you haven't seen it, you haven't seen it. It's like, at least with that Hamlet one, you could work it out.
Is there any clue there we can work out? Sam's a he's a prolific quiz master. Surely he'd have left us summing him a question in case we haven't seen Bridgerton.
In Bridgerton, what pseudonym is used by the poisoned pen letter writer?
What pseudonym is mean?
Is there like
another name for you?
Is there sort of
another name for you, basically?
Is there anything in sort of like the Bible or mythology, which is
poison
like
poison chalice,
Snow White poison?
We had a poison pen person at school who had a called Maggie Medler, who had like had everyone in MSN and that spread rumours. She spread a rumour that guy in the year above had a chronic fart problem. You had to deny it every day at school. It's not me. It's Maggie Medler spreading this.
We created a rumour at school once. There was a girl who ate a whole loaf of bread in one go. It's not the most vicious rumour.
I know. It's sort of like,
really it's enough. Good.
It's clever because it's believable. Because no one's going to doubt it. Because you go, well, why would you make that up? If you're going to make something up, you'd make it mental. But
really? Yeah. Well, like, no butter? No, just whole loaf.
Whole loaf of bread. Kingsville. 50-50. Oh, Jesus
Christ. Crazy.
Started a rumour for bread. No, we did. There was a girl once in a lesson who was like, "Oh, shall I put this pin in my teacher's coffee when she's not looking?" So put it in there, and then we were like, "Yeah, go on, do it." She put a pin in my teacher's coffee, and then we were like, "Oh, you can't do that. That's really bad." So told the teacher, "Oh, miss, this other guy, Alan, with a name like that in at my age, it's going to be a bit odd. Sort of easy picking." So Alan put a pin in your tea, miss. He didn't know anything about it, and she went, "Let's find out." Necked it, pulled a pin out of her mouth. Gave Alan 2 week detention.
Who did do it then?
The girl.
And you just let Alan take the rap?
Yeah. Because we said you've got to tell her, but obviously she wasn't gonna go, "Oh, I did it."
Whoa.
Same as Alan.
Poor Alan.
Yeah.
And also, what
Alan? Alan, if you're listening, sorry about that, mate.
Yeah, actually, sorry, Alan.
Jesus. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
My mate who's working on the new Last One Laughing told me, he's like, "Mate, you can't, honestly, please don't tell anyone about this. But like, fucking hell, you're never going to believe it's on the new series." I was like, "Go on, tell me one. Like, "Yeah, you'll tell someone." He's like, "Seriously, don't tell anyone, it's Eddie Murphy." And I was like, "No, fucking me." He's like, "Can't tell anyone. It was a test to see if I tell anyone." Told everyone. Fuck it, I told so many people, and he was like, "You fucking idiot. Why would Eddie Murphy be on Last One Laughing?" I was like, "I don't know. I knew you'd tell people." I felt such shame. Like, what an idiot to be Eddie Murphy. He's like, "Eddie Murphy's on with your buddy Jeeves."
I'd love it if that rumour had got back to you, Jack. And you're like, "Yeah, fucking I've heard
it. I've heard that. Last one, Eddie Murphy.
My dad's telling everyone."
Yeah. What's Eddie Murphy's joke going to be on Last One Laughing? I'll do Nutty Professor for a bit. I don't know.
Dr. Doolittle.
I don't know, guys. Let's just put poison Poison chalice. I don't know. We've not got that one.
Chalice. Just chalice.
Know, we're not. It's going to be something so specific. I just feel like you're never going to.
I don't know. I just think he would have left us summing in the question. But
I've got nothing.
I've got nothing for you.
Poison pen writer.
Poison pen. Number five. The inland taipan. Have a look at that. The inland taipan, the world's most venomous snake, is native to which country?
Taipan.
I'd go India just because.
Say it again.
Sounds Asian.
So the inland taipan, the most venomous snake is native to what country? India's big. I mean, I don't know where else you would.
No, I don't know. Yeah.
Vietnam.
Vietnam sounds very good.
Yeah.
Maybe it's East Asia.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. That.
Yeah. Should we go Vietnam?
Yeah, let's go Vietnam. A lot of pressure on you, Jack.
Sounds that way.
That way is such a phrase for sort of like just a bit further down the M4. Yeah. Sounds it's good. It's all right down that way. Yeah,
props going past.
Did you get to Vietnam?
No, went to Thailand.
Oh, that's bad on me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't you get recognised by some... Who was it you bumped into? Some mad...
A few people came up to... There was one we did world's longest zip line in Asia, in Thailand. So we're like up in the like mountains in the north of Thailand about to do this zip line. And I've got like my hat on and a harness. I just look like a twat. And this guy was like... He's just finished his lap of it. And now I'm about to start. And he came off. He was like... Squidfish, and he's like with his mates, and I like, asked for a picture and all that. And then the first one you do, like you test a sort of one, a small zip line bit. I was ready to do mine, and he'd got like him and his mates, and we're like, "This is Squidfish. Let's watch Squidfish to do his first zip line bit."
So
I'm like, I was a bit nervous anyway, like, and I'm like, "Well, I've got these up watching, so I can't sort of." And honestly, I was like, he was like, the instructor gone, don't push off, just lift your legs up. So I stood on the end of a platform, lifted my legs up, just bummed the platform, bounced off it, and then just juddered down the thing. And he's there watching it beside.
With an expectation like, oh, you're Squidvids, I thought you'd be... At least watching Squidvids are doing, like, someone who knows what they're doing. But instead, that was horrible to watch.
Yeah. That makes no sense. Yeah. Squidvids doing Superman. Oh, look, Frank Broder playing snooker.
This will be good. This will be very good. Very good.
Why stick her over that?
Hang on, Cal Horn was in the Agus Moon Race. This will be good.
I've always thought it's funny of celebs who go into like, you know, like Steve Davis became a DJ.
Oh, yeah,
like anyone who's just a fan of Steve Davis. Yeah. Like, well, I better follow him to his next venture. You know what I mean? Just an old snooker fan watching it. Couldn't give a shit about music, but love Steve Davis. Just watch him do anything.
Oh man! All right, so I think the best we can hope for really is a 4 out of 5. Question number one: what is the nut that is never sold in its shell because it's got toxin resin? We said Brazil. It was cashew. Fuck's sake!
Shit.
But you're right. Barely any nuts are sold in their shells.
No, only pistachios, I think.
Yeah. And
you get peanuts in their shells.
You do.
Yeah.
I've never seen that. Really hard.
Yeah. No, it's a hard question.
Question number two: poisoning of a former Russian military officer was in Salisbury. That's one point. Question three. Which fish? It was a puffer fish. Well done on The Simpsons, mate.
Yeah.
That was good two questions dedicated to your brother as well, though, which I quite enjoyed. In Bridgerton, what's the pseudonym used? We're never going to get it. Lady Whistledown. You think you could have got there?
No, you had to watch it to get it. Yeah.
And then finally, sorry about this.
Is it your original answer?
Nah, we got stuck on Asia, and I feel that's my fault. Not because I'm, but just because I started there. Australia.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Australia. Of course, all the poisonous stuff.
I was in Australia though, and I was because I remember I saw a king brown. That was everyone was going about that.
That's a snake.
Yeah.
That's what Jake called his first solid shit.
That's my
king
fun,
brown.
I don't get him to call me uncle. I get him to call me king brown. Proper big nasty snake?
Yeah.
Oh, out in the wild or?
Yeah, no, I was a farm, a tomato farm.
What were you doing a tomato farm in Australia?
When you your second year's visa, you have to go work on a farm.
How long were you in Australia for?
Is it 30 days you've got to work
on? You lived
in
Australia for 2 years.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
You wouldn't, would you?
But what? Why would you have known that? Met 3 times.
I had a brother to that story, really.
I really like it when people are just like quite upfront about, well, yeah, you wouldn't have known that. I'm telling you now.
The convention would be to go, yeah.
That's what I would do. Yeah. Be like, oh, yeah, no, I did go there. Yeah, you're right. Wow. Yeah, no, you wouldn't have known. This is me telling you. Yeah. Shut up and let me tell you about it, idiot. So what was working on a tomato farm like?
It was all right. That was good. The thing is, they you had king brown snakes, but it was... rats scare me, man.
Oh, yeah.
They're like Jack Russells over there.
Oh, God. Really? Have you ever heard of a rat king?
No.
It's when... this is quite gross. It's when rats in a sewer just they get so tangled up with each other.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Do you want to see this or not?
I think that's my phobia.
I won't show it to you if you don't want to see it. It's quite dark, that. Do you want to see it?
I'll have a glance. Oh, that's not as bad as I thought.
Really? Well, they all die because they all tangled
up. Well, yeah, no, that's really sad. I didn't. Yeah, okay. It's not as bad.
I thought it morphed into one.
Basically, yeah.
No.
For the listener, it's just the tails.
The tails are all tangled, but then they're dead. That's just fucking
horrible. No, it's horrible, yeah. The thought of it is.
Okay, right, so that's just a 3 out of 5
two,
on that.
Two.
Fucking hell, that's bad, isn't it?
Should we take a pause from the quiz?
Should we take a pause from... I think we need to after that.
It's the interview segment, Jack.
Interview segment, all about you.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you do interview, are you gonna ask me, so how'd you get into stand-up?
No, we weren't going to ask about that. I don't think we wouldn't ask about that. When did you realise you could take the leap to go from full-time tradesman? fucking leave that. You sad about Live at the Apollo? Oh, you're right, I'll ask you one question.
That's a good one. Because
you wouldn't have been asked that because that is fresh off the press.
It's a Pub Quiz Pod exclusive.
It's a Pub Quiz Pod exclusive. Live at the Apollo. Yeah. It's at the time of recording, it's just been cancelled. It's quite sad, isn't it?
Yeah, I was on the last ever season.
Were you?
I can't help but take that quite personally.
This isn't working.
It's real. We had one last roll of the dice.
We gave it a go.
I said that to someone, what's even worse... before your season, they knew it was going to be over anyway. I was like, that's even worse. They go, it's like, just let it go.
We'll have anyone now.
We're getting rid of it anyway.
It's fine.
I'd just put whoever you want on.
It's like when you sort of get rid of a sofa, just let a dog start sitting on it.
Wait.
That's a really good analogy. Let him on it. Yeah. It's going to the tip next week. Anyway. Taking it down the tip, let him on it, honestly, don't matter.
Some of my posters I've seen on Live at the Apollo.
And no one's going to know what that is very soon.
You might as well have just... as seen in Woolworths. Doesn't exist anymore.
Carpet fit.
As seen in Carpet Right.
Ripping the carpets up in Woolworths.
As seen in Top Man.
It's places you've been spotted. Alright, he's definitely been seen in Sainsbury's. Working out what meal deal to get. I saw him in Clapham.
How do you feel about Live?
I think it's like it's basically the last big showcase for stand up gone on telly, isn't it? Which is
somebody's go somewhere else, though, isn't it?
But I don't. I mean, it's sad for TV, but I don't think. I just actually don't know. I don't know. There are so many. I don't think avenues for comedy are. It means that all avenues for comedy gone. It's just they're just shifting rapidly from like mainstream TV to YouTube, podcast, whatever. I mean, it's a shame not to see stand-up showcased in that way anymore.
And it's still, I mean, this whole thing about TV dead and all this stuff, it's a weird thing because, you know, we all do videos, right? We all have the thing where you can get mad numbers, millions of views. Like, family members or whatever, they'll go, don't give a shit. Mm. But if they see a clip of me on Live Apollo, I'm getting messages.
They
say no one's really watching it. It's just a...
It's more of a credibility.
Institution type thing.
I think it's going to change what people think stand-up is, because I think Live at the Apollo has got a great history of people remembering like classic routines and bits and things that have been crafted over a long time. Whereas with that gone and there being no other stand-up like that on TV, I think what people are going to see a lot of stand-up-wise is crowd work. Like it's clips.
That's what people post, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what people post. They don't want to give up their material. Yeah. And also like that stuff just goes a bit more viral because it's not like a long routine. It's just like... calling someone in the front row a cunt. Share that. Yeah. But I wonder if that's what people are going to see stand-up as more.
Have you noticed, like gigging, Jack, have you noticed there is more heckling and stuff like that off the back of it?
People try and get involved.
I think you always have it, don't you? But it's, I mean, I'm just not one of them. This is how I look at crowd work, right? It's like I try and craft routines and I like to punch around. That's how I like to do it. Like, Sometimes you'll see, like, LMC will say this to you, right? LMC will say something like, oh, they're quite good because like you can just chat to them. Like no, or they'll say, oh yeah, they'll say this. MCs will say, I like MCing because you can just chat to them. You ain't got to do material. I'm the complete opposite to that. Mm-hmm. I just feel like I'd rather get out there, do some crafting.
I think
it's the type of person you are where it's like you sort of like to talk. You sort of like the sound of your own voice. You like, but I'm not really.
Sure.
I'm not. I'll come in with funny bits, innit? Like, I'm talking for far too long now. I'm getting like, interjects, please stop. I feel like I've never really been one of them.
Mm-hmm. But I think some people do like it, don't they? It's horrible. Like someone shouting out and going, I don't know, just freezing. Oh, I don't know what to say back to this.
Well, you know, an instinct, when you start stand up, you have this weird instinct as well. When someone, you're horrible to them.
Yeah,
it's like I don't know. So you know what I mean?
In my head, you've got to put them down. You've got to slap them out. You've got to slap them out.
That's not how it works.
So true.
Because you've seen like Jimmy Carr stuff being like, yeah, well, fuck your mum then, or whatever.
What if they're saying
someone shouting out, I love your stuff?
Yeah,
fuck your mum.
Fuck your mum. Yeah, your mum was saying that when my cock was in her mouth. Like, oh, fucking hell, right? It's a Mother's Day gig. What's going on here? It's craziness.
So I think it's a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. And I think, because I always think it's the thing, it's for in the room, innit? Like, I've started doing it towards the end of my last tour, doing crowd work at the beginning, but just to make the show better, to make it more in the room. Mm-hmm. So, do you know what I did? I think I used to do a little bit, because you are doing that thing where you're looking for clips. So in my head, even though I was doing crowd work, I'm thinking, is this a clip? And I've never ever posted one of them. As soon as I start going, no, I'm doing this to make the room better. Then I start getting good at it.
You're
not elsewhere. You are in the room, which makes the gig better.
And it's for a reason.
I'm not doing it to post it. I'm doing it to make the live experience better. Mm.
Yeah.
So it's a weird old, it's a weird old thing. And also the other aspect of it is the whole, you know, dig it. I don't like that. I don't like roasts. I don't like. There's not nothing. If you like it, you like it. But for me personally, I'm just. It makes me like. Oh, I wouldn't like to hurt someone's feelings. I want someone to hurt my feelings.
Also, it is like they will talk about like. So your dad died in the, and it's
some of them are quite horrific.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine me and you doing that to each other now.
Oh no! Right.
And then
also,
finishing, going, that was good, wasn't it?
No, because I'm.
Just go for a pint. No. I don't want to go for a point.
I'm going to be like, you know the three gags you did? They're all based on like the three most vulnerable points I've ever been with you.
Yeah.
I told you about like this bereavement, this bit of mental health stuff, and this thing that's happening.
I think you've
used all of them against me, mate.
Also, I think with a lot of them, they must not have told the person that. Yeah. They must have read it elsewhere or heard them talk about it on a podcast. You know what I mean? When it's like finding out about the way someone's dad died or something. Yeah. And it's like...
But even that whole thing... I think I messaged you about it the other day while the World Cup was on. When you're watching like Alan Shearer, Michael Richards.
And
they're just like, all right, Alan Shearer's bald. Stop.
Yes.
He's just... Stop saying it. It's like, talk about flip. It's like, hey, fucking bald. It's like... It's like so out of order. Yeah. Like, stop doing that.
Yeah. We did.
No one's tuning in for like, it's not a comedy show. You know what I mean? I think they've taken live at the Apollo's viewers. That's where that's gone wrong.
It's Shearer's bald. Michael Richards was shit. You were shit.
Yeah.
How would you know? You were shit. You were shit.
Gary Lineker's old.
Lineker's old. Every record you ever had, held dear to you, is about to get broken. You old fuck.
Anyway, Lionel Messi's good.
Roy Keane, you fucking miserable cunt.
All right.
Roy Keane loves my head in. Do you know it's that for people, blokes who love Roy Keane?
He just says it as it is. Grumpy for money. He's paid to be grumpy.
He talks sense.
Oh God, you did mention that. I don't know. I think maybe only I found this funny, but it just felt like the most Jack Skipper moment. I was like, "What are you watching the game tonight?" He's like, "Oh, I can't watch it. I've got the McCain's corporate." I thought it was so funny. Oh, I've got a corporate with McCain's. I was like, he knows what he is. He knows what he's got. He knows who his audience are.
McCain's.
That was all right.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We get all the same. I haven't had McCain's yet. We get all the same people. Mecca Bingo, Cause. It's very good.
Yeah, was
it? I don't know.
Crossover.
That wasn't an interview segment because we're weaving it in, but it's very, very interesting.
You're prolific online as well, Jack. Where can people find your sketches and watch some of your stand up clips?
Mate, this show. watch them shoot up the following count on this.
At Mr. Jack Skipper.
At Mr. Jack Skipper.
Together. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we'll do another one together. That doesn't rule me out.
One and done.
I enjoyed doing that. That was really fun.
It was very funny.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right, okay, so final round is about elephants. Okay.
So all questions linked to elephants.
We should do that thing we did the first one, guess the
questions. Yeah, that's a good
first.
Idea.
Yes, nice. Nelly, the elephant.
Nelly. Dumbo.
Dumbo will be in there.
Jungle Book, there's some elephants in that.
Yeah. The
Jungle Book might come up, and also...
Ivory.
Ivory will come up.
Yeah. There might be like a geography one. What?
Yeah.
Or what,
Asian
what
elephant. Yeah. African elephant.
All right.
I think we've sort of got it in the bag.
All right. Yeah. I think we're five. I think five out of five. let's do the answers.
And she was bald. get it. And he has been for some time.
Yeah. It's not like it's newly happened, is it? It's not like. He was bald when he was playing.
Alice Rue was having a wig one day.
I was just going to say, but I bet you.
And none of them would mention it.
In some development room at BBC, there's some producer being like, how do we persuade him to get a hair transplant? Just to entertain the idea of it, just to see if he'll do it.
I would like to see it. We're like that bit in the office where, let's grow ourselves a big goggle-eyed freak. Like, it'll just get that one bit.
That's a stigmatism.
Fucking hell.
That's
what I said about Michael Richards. I reckon, nothing against him, but I reckon he's that bloke on the stag do, right? First day, you're like, this guy. By day two or three, you're like, this fucking guy.
Leave him behind.
Some bloke comes into your room for a shit.
Oh,
do that guy. Then he fucks off. Alan, you're bald!
It's a laugh. I'm having a laugh.
He's got cancer.
Everyone at dinner, quiet. Now
that would be good on ITV, wouldn't it?
Micah Richards. He's got cancer.
Everyone's, nah.
Shut up, Micah.
Gabby Logan will have to pick up the pieces.
It's really tense.
Anyway,
just
coming up on ITV. question one in the elephant round. Which musical features the elephant love medley?
Sorry. Just thinking about Roy Keane, just like...
Just the quietness after. Just
the silence. Roy can't believe it. Anyway,
Roy wasn't joining in with the bold stuff anyway.
Anyway, Everton lost 3-1 today.
The man's been in chemo.
After that, he just goes back to really serious analysis. No, everyone's scared to...
You can't do better than that.
If you can't handle a bit of chemo... Yeah.
That's their job.
Have an injection and get on with it.
Bit of chemo. Chemo. Oh, do you need hair in your head to play football, do you? No, I didn't think so.
We're not even talking about radiotherapy.
Oh, that's too good. Oh, I'm sweating.
Oh, fucking hell.
The musical which features the elephant love medley.
Never heard that in my life.
Musical. What's a musical?
What's a musical? Elephant
Lion King.
Could it be Jungle Book? Or Lion King.
Lion King, yeah. Elephant Love Medley. I mean, what other musical can have an elephant in it?
Oh, is there one... What's the one in based in like a circus?
Oh, Dumbo.
I don't think that's a musical, is it? But is there one...
Oh,
musical.
What about like, this might sound stupid, what about like... is that Cabaret? Something like that?
Cabaret, yeah.
Is that sort of, just sort of imagining... Just got an image of people in sort of like...
I'm all right for Cabaret.
Feathers and stuff.
Let's do it.
Go that. Because I think we know all the songs in Lion King, don't we?
Sure, we don't want to go Lion King? Do people know
that's Elton John stuff. Is that the same as that?
Yeah. When you scroll through Elton John's Spotify, there's not the Elephant Love Medley.
No. I can't remember the Elephant... But it might just be sort of... Oh, man. The Lion King... The elephants don't do much in Lion King. It's sort of quite... It's all like the lions, isn't it?
It's good, Cabaret. Question two. Which Carthaginian... Carthaginian? Is that right?
Carthaginian.
Which Carthaginian general... Across the Alps.
It's Carthaginian.
I think it was the silence around it which emphasised it. Yeah, which Carthaginian general crossed the Alps with elephants in the 3rd century?
That is a bloke called Hannibal.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, used the elephants as war animals and then marched over the Alps.
Fucking brilliant.
That's good knowledge.
Thanks, lads.
Question three. The crest of which English football team features an elephant, phoenix and griffin?
Sorry, mate. I'm just
can't see it.
On that.
Can't see it.
Elephant, phoenix an and elephant. Griffin.
English football team.
Very
between
two are mythical.
Like, a lot of them have sort of an animal on it.
Yeah.
Three of them. An elephant, a phoenix and a griffin.
What's a griffin?
A bird?
It's flying. It's a goblin. Yeah. They're two of them are mythical. One of them's real, isn't it? That's confusing.
I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. Oh, could you get Bristol? I don't know.
Is it not a Premier League team, then?
No, I don't think it would be.
An elephant, a phoenix.
Is there any places in England that would have a link to any of these animals?
I'm trying to think of like town centres I've been to where there's been any sort of.
You've been everywhere, haven't you?
Yeah, I can't think of anything.
Yeah, touring around.
Because you're quite hot on the lower leagues as well.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if it was anything lower league, like is in sort of non-league.
I don't know, mate.
I'd just.
Leighton Orient. Leighton Orient.
An elephant on the.
That's where I went. Elephant and Castle. That's not going to thing.
Elephant and Castle.
Anywhere near there, but no, that would just be a South London team. It's not.
Elephant and Castle.
What else is it? A phoenix and a griffin. What's one that's quite.
What I will say is that I don't think it would be a northern team.
It could be. You know them ones that are a little bit sort of. They've got a bit of a royal look, a bit of a regal look to them, where it's all the sort of like marching lions.
Oxford. We're not happy with it, but we've got to write something down. Four.
Canterbury. No.
Which
Canterbury,
US...
do you want it?
Even know what league Canterbury are in. Yeah.
Oxford feel like they're at least in a
league. Yeah, let's go Oxford. Number four, which US political party use an elephant as their logo?
It's the
love elephant logo display. It's too similar.
Double elephant logo. Yeah. Sam. He's got to the end of the quiz. You just bash it out. Yeah. I've got stuff to do.
Yeah.
It's the Republicans, I think. It's fucking one of them, isn't it? I think they're Republicans are the elephant. I think Democrats are the donkey.
And number five, which group released the Grammy award-winning album Elfunk in 2003?
Black Eyed Peas.
Come on.
Get one in.
Maybe a three. I don't think we're sure on Cabaret or Oxford. So let's do the answers. Which musical features an elephant love medley? It is Moulin Rouge. I was going to say that. I wish I had.
But you know what? Don't beat yourself up because the whole Cabaret Moulin is
similar,
good
isn't it? Similar world. The bloke who crossed the Alps with the elephants in the 3rd century is Hannibal.
Well done, Jake.
The crest of which English football team features an elephant, phoenix and a griffin? The answer is, even reading the answer, I can't picture it, Coventry City.
Really?
I was at Coventry City Stadium doing a corporate last. I didn't see any of that.
Didn't see any elephants, any griffins.
I did a corporate in the stadium.
Really?
That evening. I had to sit there all day in Coventry City Stadium. Did not see one.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Can you get the logo up on your phone?
Of course, mate.
Is it like you get like two? Yeah, let's. You know, you get like two horses meeting the heads.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
What I was sort of thinking. It's a bit.
There you go.
Where's the elephant? Oh,
it's funny. Like you know what the logo looks like, but you just look at it as like the whole, don't you? You don't look at the individual components and be like, oh, there's a phoenix.
It's like, oh yeah, I suppose there is an elephant there, but it's not. That's quite stressful.
I reckon Oxford Coventry City fans don't even know that. The US political party which used an elephant as their logo is Republicans. Well done, Jake. And the group which released the Grammy Award winning album Elfunk in 2003 was the Black Eyed Peas. So it's a three.
It's not bad.
So overall, guys, that's a 10 out of 15 for quiz on my hair.
In my hair.
Probably quiz in my hair.
Every time. It's in my hair.
Sorry, Jack.
It's in my hair.
Sorry, Jack. It's in my hair.
Call me uncle and do it in my hair. And that's the only two things I ask. If we're going to spend the night together, call me uncle, do it in my hair, and then that is it. That is all I need.
I'll go home.
It's a good score. It's a solid score.
Not the best. What was it?
10 out of 15.
We always say double figures is respectable.
Yeah.
And we got there. We got over the line. Great start. And then sort of
a lovely quiz, because I tell you what, we might not have done incredibly well on it, But it took us to some very interesting places, yeah. And for that, I thank you, Sam.
And the topics couldn't have been more, like the round titles couldn't have been more arbitrary, but you found a range of questions in there, didn't you?
Yeah, and yeah. There was a, it was, at the start as well, seemed very specific to Jack as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I felt a bit...
Do you want to give him like a score out of 10 for his quiz and a little bit of a review?
I'd give it a solid 8 out of 10.
Yep.
Having two logo questions for the elephant.
Yeah, you weren't happy about that. I think that was rough, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want to double up like that ever again.
Yeah. Especially back to back as well.
Yeah. That was poor. Yeah, and, yeah. You know, that's down to a 7 for that, I think.
Well, I think you were factoring that into the 8, weren't you? Yeah, it's going
to
be a 9.
For me, it comes down to a 7.
Fair enough.
Yeah. What about you for you?
I'd say I really like Sam. I'm going to give him a 9.
Wow,
yeah,
fucking hell.
Yeah.
Gosh, you really gave the expression of someone who just like was very sort
of... You know what, I've got a bit emotional, I'll go down to an 8. Yeah.
Okay, no, there we go. Jack, it's been wonderful having you. We've really enjoyed it, mate.
I enjoyed that, it's really fun.
I'm really, really glad that you chose to spend your time with us. Your first thing to do outside of the food poisoning as well.
Yeah, I know, I'm back in the game now.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking back.
No, 8 points after this.
Yeah, let's fucking go
8 points and a curry.
Oh no, a great curry.
That's it for everyone.
And also a huge thank you to the Quizmaster Sam, who does his quiz at the Beer Lodge in Leamington Spa every other Thursday.
See you soon.